Today we'll do a chapter 2 wherein I'll be taking you through introduction of retail stores. Introduction to retail store operations. By the end of this chapter you should be able to understand importance of store operations. Every store has their own operations, like starting of the store, opening of the store, opening of the cash tills, preparing the store for the customers, attending customers when the customer starts coming in, doing the customer starts selecting the process. Customer buys the product, goes to a payment cash counter and makes the payment, and then they go back to the home or wherever they go in a mall for shopping. Importance of store operators. This involves a lot of SOPs where entire process is captured. Key aspects of store operations. Role of store operations as a manager. The store manager has a lot of responsibility. He has to ensure that the store opens on time, the cleanliness of store is taken care of, the customers are greeted by the security guards and each staff have a smile or a greet. The customers are treated as a guest in that. We need to treat customers as a guest. The moment you have a guest at your house, you first thing you come and tell them is welcome, have a seat, you offer them water, you ask them whether they would like to have tea or coffee. So similarly, we need to attend the customer as a guest who are at our home. Documents and files to be maintained. The store manager has to maintain a lot of records. There is an entire team available at store operations. There is a head cashier who maintains cash related entries, the credit card statements. There is HR who maintains the store relevant documents kept. There are HR checklists. There is head cashier checklist. There is a supply chain checklist. Supply chain is a person who handles store warehousing operations. Then there is team leaders, there are fashion stylists, there are customer service executives. Essential qualities of store operations manager, store manager's flow work checklist. Retailing is involving as customer is present in premises. Shopping experience delivered on store floor is paramount. Retail store operations very important aspect of overall retail management. Store operation is daily execution of strategy and policies. To survive against competition, high level of customer satisfaction is essential. So once this head office, once the SOP standard operating procedures are formulated by the head office, the store needs to execute that. So there is a store manager checklist, then there would be a department manager if there are multiple departments in the store. So if a store has a food as well as apparels, there would be a department manager for food segment, there would be a department manager for apparel section. Now the department manager would have a team leader under him, who would be reporting to department manager. The team leader would have 4 to 5 customer service representative, or they would be a fashion stylist who know what fashion is, who help customers in buying, helping and selecting a product. Now every department manager will have a checklist wherein he or she will ensure that his section is neat and clean, the merchandise is replenished. So yesterday if somebody has bought a medium sized shirt, so the customer has bought it, now the medium size is missing. So moment next day in the morning the department manager or the team leader will come, he will come and he will check whether the medium size is available, entire size set is available or not. So he goes to the back warehouse, takes the medium sized shirt from the rack, from the warehouse, and he replenishes. So the replenishment is very important. And this is applicable for the all sections of whether it's food or whether it's electronics or whether it is apparels. Again, coming back to retail store operation is daily execution of strategy and policies. So the store manager, the area managers, the regional managers with the hierarchy, they need to follow the policies made by the head office. To survive against competition, high levels of customer satisfaction is essential. So in this competitive world, we need to constantly strive giving a better experience to the customer. So in case if we are not giving a better experience to customer, the customer will go away. So we have to move from customer delight to a next level where the customer satisfaction is very essential and it's giving an experience rather than giving a customer delight. Importance of store operations, customer have many other choices and zero switching costs. So with event of modern retail, lot of competition has emerged. Foreign companies like Zara, they have come, IKEA, Tesco, they are opening shops. So with, you know, the competition has gone up, customer has more options. Earlier there was a normal a local retail brand called Real Value Shirts, which was available for 300. Then Peter England started. So customers started switching from Real Value from 300 rupees. They started spending more, 500 rupees to Peter England. From there, they would have, since the salaries have increased, aspirational values have increased, so they would have gone ahead and they would have tried a Louis Philippe shirt, which would be 1100 or 1200. They would have tried a Zodiac. Now, since the option of Zara is available, option of Vero Moda is available, they might go and they will switch. If the customer service is not good, the customer will start switching brands. Little must ensure customer satisfaction and delight. So right from the entry in the mall, you would have seen the security guard at the entrance have started greeting, they started smiling. There's a lot of efforts being put in by the modern retailers, where the customers are greeted, they're greeted like a guest in their house. Moment there's a guard standing giving a trolley at a Big Bazaar or at a hypermarket, where the convenience is utmost important for the customers. Nowadays there are retailers who have started billing for somebody who's differently abled. There are separate cash counters for pregnant women, or there are separate cash counter for somebody who's physically challenged. There are mobile checkouts in case there are more than three customers. There are modern checkout handheld devices which scans your the product of the customers, and thus the time saved is the facility of saving the time, customer's time is much more important. If delighted, the customer visits the same store in future. So when all these services are provided, when a customer greets, a trolley is provided, there's a water facility, there's a baby changing room for a lady who has a newborn baby or who has an infant along with her. So all this facility provides good facilities, ambiance, there's a good music, there are store staff to help customers, there are fashion stylists who help customers who are not clear of their choices, or who wants very fashion stuff, or they don't know what shirt will match with what a denim, or what a trouser will go with a shirt, or which crop top will go with a denim. All there are fashion stylists available who will help you out to make a choice and help you to buy a product which is there in the thought. A happy customer recommends the store to relatives and friends. Normal industry standards is a happy customer goes out and tell 10 of his friends or his known people, you know. So that was word of mouth publicity in old days. Now event of social media, where everyone has a Facebook account or a Twitter account, one good comment goes to 700 people, or one happy tweet goes to numerous people at one go. So if a customer is not satisfied, the company, you know, they need to take immediate action. One staff or one customer not giving superior experience, it goes on Facebook, on social media, you know, and it damages the image of the company. Good store operations create loyal customers with repeat purchases. If a customer is happy, he's satisfied with the services, he'll come back because he knows that he'll get good services from the same staff or from the same store. Customer comes in the store for an experience rather than buying a product. This triggers positive word of mouth and fetches new customers. When a customer is happy, or for an example, if there is Mr. Ram who's happy with purchase of at a local mall or a local store. So when he has a baby, he has an infant, wherein there was a baby changing room, and somebody or staff guided that customer to the room, to the baby, and the lady was made comfortable, wherein she could change the diaper of the infant, you know. So all these small things created a positive impact on Mr. Ram, and then he went out, he spoke to his 10 of his friends. They said, okay, this store has this baby changing facility available, you know, and the staff is very helpful, they help you to make choices. Similarly, customer was not clear of what is the latest trend, so the staff explained him that this is in vogue, this shirt will match with this trousers, currently the chinos are in, or currently the printed shirts are in, wherein you can buy a basic white shirt with the printed trousers, you know. So what is there in vogue, what is in trend, the fashion stylists are there to help you out. The future sales of store is secured. So moment you create a rapport with the staff, with the customer, it becomes a personalized service, The customer starts trusting the store staff and the sales. They know they are not going to get cheated. They'll get a good advice from the staff. They are not going to get cheated of their money. This helps in future sales of store, which is again helping in repeat purchases of the customer. At modern retail store, the customer gets a chance to see, touch, feel, and even sample the product. If you compare the traditional mom and pop stores or a kirana store, there would be a counter where you stand across the counter and the retailer is standing across. So he would obviously give you a product which he wants to sell and rather than what you want to buy. You know, so there was a deficit where you cannot touch, feel the product, you cannot read the barcode, you cannot check the expiry date. The chances are probably the retailer would give you a product where he's going to earn more margins. You know, so here in modern retail, you can go to the shelf, you can go to the aisle, you can pick up a product, you can touch, feel, you can read the expiry date, you can see what the ingredients are. Nowadays, people are health conscious, so they would rather like to go through the calorie, number of calorie it contains, whether it's suitable for them, whether some products may have MSG, which is monosodium glutamate, which is not feasible for infants or somebody who is below 12 years old. The monosodium glutamate is used in Chinese products to make Chinese recipes. You know, so in modern retail, you can check the product, you can recommend number of quality, the calorie intake. You know, you can touch, feel the product, and then you can decide whether you need to buy or you don't need to, whether you can go up for any other option. This helps to draw footfalls to organize modern trade. Modern retail, again, since mom and pop store did not have facility of a credit card, there are modern retail disadvantages of mom and pop store. Few disadvantages are you can't touch, feel the product. You have to depend on whatever he's selling. You cannot ask for more options, or he'll not have 10 to 15 options in particular. Example, like if I give you an example of noodles, so earlier there was only one option available, which was Maggi. So nowadays we have ITC, EP, we have Patanjali's Atta noodles. There are different, chow mein, there are different options available. Now if a retailer wants to sell, a modern retailer will have all this option available in a shelf wherein customer can check the price. He or she can check the whether the variant has Atta noodles or whether they have a Maida version available with it. And probably they can make a choice. Compared to the mom and pop stores, they will just sell what they have. So they might not have four options. They might not have a credit card EDC facility, electronic. EDC is where you swipe your card, that's the machine. Probably they might give you a credit facility wherein you can charge, you can pay after 1 month. Normally, sometimes nowadays they have also started giving a home delivery. They have also started reducing 1 or 2 rupees less. Earlier, there were issues where the free gifts along with the product was not being given. It was sold by the mom and pop retailer. So all these things have been wiped out in modern retail. So this has helped in getting more footfalls to organize modern retail. What happens in a mall, a customer can spend entire day. So there is a playgroup area, there is a movie theater, there is shopping, there are apparels, there are food. So a family goes, a family of four or a family of three, a husband, a wife and a child. So there is everything in a mall available for them under one roof. So a child might go to a play area, the mother can shop into a ladies, a western wear or Indian wear apparel stores, or the father can go to electronic stores which is of his interest, and this helps in overall footfalls of the modern trade. Once the customer is inside the store, there are various other aspects also that need to be taken care of adequately as part of store operations. The various factors that help deliver superior shopping experience to the customer are listed in next slide. Key aspect of store operation continued. Product availability helps to create a right impression of store. A customer today is very well versed, he is very well traveled, he has knowledge, he knows what he wants to buy. Due to advent of social media and other satellite channels, so a main customer knows if he wants to pick up a blue shirt or a white shirt or a grey shirt, he knows that he has to go to this store, it is his side, he'll go, he'll pick it up. You know, so the product availability has to be available at the shelf because if the sizes are not available, he'll not buy. Product display helps in easy navigation and finding the product easily. If the product is not displayed properly, now probably I wear a 42 size shirt, and if I go to a section where the 42 size is not displayed properly, or if a white shirt is not displayed properly on the shelf, another customer will not be able to buy. Now I need a white shirt, probably I can go to a department store like a Shopper Stop, and I can browse from Zodiac, I can browse to Louis Philippe, I can browse to different brands available. Now if Louis Philippe doesn't have a 42 shirt, I can switch to a Zodiac shirt, but the product has to be available. Now for me, it's white shirt is a white shirt, you know, it doesn't make much difference whether it's a Zodiac or whether it's a Louis Philippe. The product has to be available, that's the first basic rule of the retail. Product display, it has to be displayed in a very aesthetic manner, it has to be displayed in such a way that easy to navigate and find the product easily. Price and promotion helps a customer to choose the right product as per the needs and budget. Every family, every single individual has a budget wherein he or she knows how much he or she is going to spend on that product. So if I have a budget of 300 rupees to buy a shirt, I'll go to a local store and I can buy a real value shirt. If I have a higher budget, I can buy a product, a white shirt or a Louis Philippe shirt for 2000 above. Or if I have a budget of between 2000 to 3000, I can buy a US polo shirt. Train staff required to explain the product features and benefit, and also demonstrate or sample of the product. Staff plays a very important role in helping the customers to make a choice whether they want to buy or not. Mostly when a new product is launched or when a customer is buying a product for first time, he or she needs help from the sales staff, you know. So there are doubts, there are questions which a customer wants to get it clarified. So sales staff is there to help. You know, so if a customer has a doubt, somebody who's there to help. Now if somebody wants to know whether this Ada noodles are harmful for a child, whether that can be consumed or not, basic importance, we call it as a fabbing, which is features, advantages and benefits, are explained to the customer. So fabbing is very much important because a trained staff knows what are the features of the product, what are the advantages and what are the benefits. So same has to be communicated to the customer, which satisfied his query, and then it will help in buying the products. Courteous staff comforts the customer so that he spends more time in the store. A staff who's trained, who's courteous, you know, who has a pleasing personality, has a smile, who's eager to help, who has been trained to help customer, helps the customer to make choices faster, and he tend to spend more time in the store. Once a relationship is built, the customer goes back to the same store again and again. He takes advice of the staff, you know, and he knows he's not going to get cheated, you know. That helps into spending more time in the store. Store hygiene and ambience. Hygiene with right mix of light and music supports customer shopping experience. Good music helps to relax customer. He's stressed out, you know, he's there to get an experience. So relax, hygiene, the store has to be neat and clean, there should be no dust, you know. It should be like, you know, when he's visiting a guest, you know, when somebody visits a store, you know, it's like a guest visiting to your house, you know. So right type of light, it should not be too lit, it should not be too dark, you know. If your customer is buying an apparel and if the lighting is not good, he'll not be able to make out the difference between the shade which he wanted to buy or the shade which he was looking for. So a right type of light is a must. Music supports customer shopping experience. So a light, good music, it depends upon the customer profile. Different store plays different type of music. A live peppy store, a store catering somebody to from 18 to 25 might have a live music, live DJ, or they would have a fast tracks playing, you know, looking at the target audience of the customer. Department stores who cater from 25 to 35 might play a subtle music, maybe they might play soft music which is very relaxing, who's catering to a middle age segment. Cashier attitude and faster billings. Normally a customer tends to spend 2 to 3 hours browsing, but when it comes to the cash till counter where they wants to do a billing, they want faster checkouts, you know. They want the cashier to finish that billing in 2 minutes, So the cashier attitude plays a bigger role in that, and it has a lasting impression. A happy customer brings in more customer. So if a cashier is able to do the billing in between 2 to 5 minutes, it's going to create an impact on customer mind. He or she might go ahead and spread the word of mouth publicity. It's good for the store. It will bring more customers. So if a cashier takes the product, does the billing, adds the loyalty point card, he does the billing faster, hands packs the product in the shopping bag, hands over the remaining cash, hands over the, if the payment is made by credit card, hands over the charge slip with the bill and says thank you with a smile, it has a lasting impact on the customer. Virtuous cycle of warmth has to be created. So again, I'll come back to the same point. It's an entire experience where a customer walks in a store, the guard at the entrance gives a smile, wishes good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, sir or ma'am. And or if normally some stores have started adopting Namaste, which is more, it gives a personal touch. And once the customer inside, he or she looks for a product. Now, if the product, they have doubts, if they're trying a product for the first time, they might have some good outside questions. So they might ask the store staff, a fashion assistant in apparels, or somebody, a customer service representative, about the added, about the doubts they have. The sales staff will say the features, advantage and benefit. They basically do a fabbing. They explain it to customer. The doubts are cleared. The customer makes a decision to purchase. A relationship is made. The store staff, initially when he meets the customer, he'll greet, he'll smile, he'll ask whether what they are looking for. The customer raises his doubt. The entire fabbing is done. Customer buys the product. He goes to the cash till. The cashier scans the product. He does the faster billing, and the customer goes out. While exiting, the guard again wishes thank you, and entire experience is created. So they must work together in a synchronized way with a common goal. Here the various people are involved, right from the security guard at the entrance. Once you enter, there are different departments. There's a customer service department, there are cashiers, there is support selling staff, there is supply chain, there is store manager, there is cashiers, and again there is a housekeeping involved. So there are different people involved. If the housekeeping has not done their job properly, if there is a dust on the shelf, the customer will not buy a shirt, or he might not buy a product. If there is a dust on food articles, he is not going to buy the product. It is not dusted properly, so the appearance of the store, the ambience, if it's not good, customer will not buy. The music is too loud, the music is jarring, customer will not buy. It will not create a positive experience. If a customer wants to buy a product, apparel, which is not of his size, and he wants to return it, if the customer service department is not eager to help, if they are not going to help customers, the customer is not going to come back again. If the supply chain or the warehouse staff does not replenish the product which is sold previous day, if the size is not available, the customer is not going to come back again. So these are small points, parameters, which these are the small things which helps customer to build a relationship and they come back to store. So if a store team, the store manager is like a head of family who checks with, who keeps a tab on all those department managers and everyone, that everything is synchronized, everything is available, and his entire team works toward a common goal, which is getting the customer back, which is the repeat purchases he does again with that store. A delighted customer shops in a very relaxed way, smiling, learning and enjoying process. Store operation manager is head of business for assigned store. He has completed end-to-end responsibility of running the store profitably. So every retail store has agenda of earning profits. Now the store manager is directly responsible for the store operations as well as the profitability. So he gets a balance sheet where he has the liabilities on one side and assets on one side, where he has a knowledge of what is the cost, what is the salary he is paying for the staff, what is the cost of goods involved which the company is buying, what are the goods, what is the electricity they are paying to the mall or to the the electric supplying company. If the store is an exclusive land outlet, if it's an EBO, then what is the electricity they are paying to the electric, which is a Tata Power or Reliance Power? If the store is in a mall, there's a rental involved. The store manager knows what rental the company organization is paying. So he fairly has knowledge that if this is the type of sale, if I do, this is going to lead me in a profit. If I don't, he's aware of the expenses. So he has to earn more so that the difference is the profit, which is earned by a company. So he is well aware of the cost. So he has to focus on sales so that the profitability, the store earns profit and then the company grows. He recruits and leads cross-functional team for store and is also supported with other shared resources. So different formats would have different functional areas, a functional team. So a larger department store would have an HR person who takes care of hiring. In case the HR person is not there, it is the store manager's responsibility to hire the staff, right type of staff. He would need a cashier for billing. He would need a champion in customer service who knows how to handle customers. So he does the recruitment part along with the HR. If the HR is not there, then it becomes his responsibility to hire or recruit right type of people available for giving services to the customer. Occupies the most critical position as leader of the store. A store manager has to be a very good leader. He has to lead the team. If he has clarity of thoughts what he's supposed to do, he can imbibe the same thing to the sales staff. You know, so a superior or customer delight provided by him will help him to inculcate the same habits to the store team. So a leader leads. He'll take the he takes the team along with him. He teaches them what is expected, what are the organizational values. Value and mission statement of the company, what the reason why the sales staff is hired, what is the purpose, where the organization is planning to go in the next 5 to 10 years down the line. He's at forefront leading by example for initiatives and activities. So he briefes the team, he briefes his managers, they know what are the next weekly, monthly, annually budgets, the targets given by organization. If normally, as quoted by Mr. Richard Branson of Virgin Atlantic, if you take care of your staff, the staff take care of your customer. So if the internal customers are happy, they will take care of your external customers. So the main role of a leader is to coach, mentor staff. He has to have a helping hand. Whenever staff has an issue, he has to be there as a coach, solving their problems, training them. So once the staff is trained, he's adequately trained, he will go ahead and he'll observe the staff. If the staff is not able to help a customer, he chips in, he walks in, helps the customer's issue, help the customer to buy. So it's a continuous process where the store manager trains, coaches the team and ensures the good team is built, which helps in superior customer delight and a superior customer experience. Roles of store managers, which I'll again continue. The store undertakes the below key activities: business planning, review, action planning. So all the targets, different organizations have different planning, they have a weekly targets, they have a monthly targets. So everything, business planning is done well in advance, the numbers are being shared, and daily store addition, team briefing. Now a store manager has a checklist which covers most of the part, wherein there is daily store readiness and team briefing. This is the first part. So he walks into the store, he takes a round, he sees whether the dusting is done or not, if the product is replenished or not. He takes a round, and if he sees the replenishment of stocks is not done, he calls his department manager or somebody who's second in command, and he'll ensure that the products are replenished. So the product will be taken care of. If a customer wants to buy, he knows his size requirement, he'll pick the product from the shelf. Supervising promotions, display and stock availability. Now once he takes a round, he'll go to the cash tail. If there's a product, like if you buy one chocolate, there's another buy one get one offer. Now he takes the product, he checks, goes to the cash tail, he scans it, and you know, he check whether the product is really, whether the offer is reflecting or not. So he'll supervise promotions, he will check whether the signages are in place, wherein the customer is being educated about the offer, whether the announcements are been happening. You know, basically it's educating the customer on the products available, what is the offer, and how they are going, and how the customer is going to get benefit of that offer. The offer should, the benefit of the offer should be passed on to the customer. So he takes around, he checks the cleaning, hygiene, ambience part. He checks whether the music is played very well. The store is ready at, you know, whenever, mostly the store, the stores in the mall open around 11 o'clock. So he ensures that the store is spick and span, the ready when the guest starts coming in. He's ready, he's there available to welcome and greet the guest at the store.